What's my favorite go-to caliber? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday, our question comes from Todd on Facebook, and Todd asks, with all the different calibers that everybody's been talking about over the last year or so, what's your favorite go-to caliber? That one no-nonsense caliber that could do everything you need it to do. Well, Todd, that is an excellent question, and I'm going to try to answer it both on my point, my viewpoint, and then also from your average shooter that is out there shooting competitions and a variety of other things. It's a great question because every couple of years we see a new batch of calibers come out. We see different calibers jump to the top of PRS and NRL shooting, and there are a variety of different reasons for that. One of the biggest reasons is because companies want to sell new guns. Companies want to sell new cartridges. If you can put your own stamp on a product that is brand new and improved, then you can kind of put that on lockdown and you can have the sole source of it for a little while before it leaks out and everybody starts doing their own thing with it. So you see new cartridges pop up from time to time, sometimes because they fill a niche that wasn't filled by something else, but most of the time it's because it's a marketing thing. Guys need to sell a new product to keep their companies viable. There are some tried and true calibers that you see that just continue to pop up. And because of that, 6.5 Creedmoor has really been the staple that I go to right now. Now, 6.5 Creedmoor is not an old caliber. It's only been around for a handful of years, but it is a very stable caliber. It was picked up very well by the aftermarket. Now you can find quite a few different companies that are manufacturing factory ammunition for it. You can find quite a few rifles that are production rifles right out of the factory that are chambered in it from the big names like Remington, Savage, various other companies out there. So it is a nice stable caliber, and it is a high performance caliber. And in factory loadings, it's fairly high performance, but when you hand load for it and you start to push the edges of performance on it with brand new projectiles, new bullets that are coming out, then you can really stretch its legs and really push performance with it. It is still a short action cartridge, so it will fit in most platforms. So if you have a 308 already, you can rebarrel it in 6.5 Creedmoor and be up and running with a competition ready rig. Now, it does have the performance to rank right at the top of NRL or PRS. But let's say you're not a professional competition shooter. Let's say you're just a guy that likes to go out and plink. You like to shoot targets at long range. Maybe you do a little bit of hunting. Well, 6.5 Creedmoor can still accomplish pretty much all those tasks for long-range target shooting, not necessarily competition, but just shooting banging steel for the enjoyment of it. 6.5 Creedmoor is definitely up to the task. Now, if you are a high-volume shooter, you will see less barrel life with 6.5 Creedmoor than you would with a good old classic 308. So if really barrel life is your primary concern and competition is not, then 308 still has a great place in the shooting community. But if you really want that extra performance and you're not super concerned with the barrel life, because the reality is most shooters are not going to burn a barrel out in a year of shooting unless they are competition shooters or true high volume shooters, then the 6.5 Creedmoor is still a really good option. I have started to move my recommendations from 308 for new shooters to the 6.5 Creedmoor for new shooters because I feel that if you have any possibility of competing, if that is anything, and really the new shooters that I come in contact with do eventually have the desire to compete, then 6.5 Creedmoor is going to set you up in a better situation where you are learning it to start with, you are comfortable with it, and then when you roll into competition, the performance is there to do what you need to do. You have a little flatter trajectory, you have better wind cheating ability versus the 308, where you have a more severe trajectory that you have to deal with, and the bullets tend to cheat the wind a little bit less. You have less muzzle velocity that you're working with. If competition is in your future, then the 6.5 Creedmoor is great. Now, there are more production rifles coming out for things like Six Creed. There have been production rifles out for a while in 243. I'm a big fan of 243. I think Six Creedmoor has some great possibilities if you want to shoot a 6mm, if you don't mind the reduced barrel life over the 6.5 Creedmoor. And you want that added velocity, you want that speed, then Six Creedmoor may be a good option for you. But again, we're starting to get deeper into that trade-offs where I think 6.5 Creedmoor is really better in the middle. It's that nice medium ground. I like 243 as my other competition caliber because, again, it's a very tried and true caliber. It's a real stable caliber. There are lots of bullets out there that we know how they perform. We know how certain powders perform in it, and we know what kind of barrel life we're expecting. But with 243, through a competition rifle where you are pushing it, you are really limiting that barrel life quite a bit. So 243 is probably not a good thing for everybody. Now, that's really on the competition on the plinking side. Whenever somebody asks about a do-all rifle, I always kind of have to think about hunting in the mix as well. Now, I will admit right off the bat, I am not a big hunter, mainly just because of the time constraints to actually go out and hunt. I don't have any moral restrictions on it. I think hunting is absolutely fine from a moral standpoint as long as it's performed in an ethical manner. But it's just not something that I really get into a lot. So none of my gear is really oriented towards hunting, but when somebody asks about a do-all rifle of this manner, a bolt-action precision rifle, very often hunting is something that they're thinking about. Now that's where, again, we come back to the 6.5 Creedmoor, because there are quite a few companies offering loaded hunting ammunition out there for it, and if you want to load your own, there are quite a few bullets that are suitable for hunting. Full Metal Jacket match cartridges are generally not the greatest thing for hunting. You can do it, but the terminal ballistics of a Full Metal Jacket match bullet is not as good as some of the expanding purpose-driven hunting bullets that are out there. And the reality is that you do not need razor's edge precision with a hunting bullet. The vital zones that you're trying to impact are much larger, and if you're hunting ethically, then a lot of the engagement distances are going to be significantly shorter than you would with a long-range competition rifle. So again, the 6.5 is great. Now 260 and 243 have been hunting whitetails for a very long time. There are quite a few deer rounds for the 243 out there. But again, we're running into that limited barrel life. So 6.5 Creedmoor, I think, again, still wins out as that intermediate caliber. Now, when we look at a bunch of the other stuff that is out there on the market, the 224 Valkyrie and some of the larger Magnum cartridges that are designed specifically for precision rifle competition, I think then we squeeze out to the outlying ends of the spectrum. Now, 224 Valkyrie does interest me, but it really only interests me in a semi-automatic platform where we are still able to keep that AR-15 envelope and get the performance of the 224 Valkyrie in that envelope. Also, the ability to grab the silencers that are already on my ARs and be able to utilize that in a 224 Valkyrie, because most of those are designed for a 5.56 cartridge. Being able to use a suppressor on those rifles and being able to still use that suppressor on other ones instead of having to go to an overbore suppressor is attractive to me. So in the not-too-distant future, I may build up a 224 upper for the AR and just see how I like it. But in a bolt-action rifle, it doesn't really interest me. There is no draw to the 224 Valkyrie for me in bolt-action. And I have talked to some of the premier gun builders out there. I have heard all the arguments over barrel life, reduced recoil, all this stuff. And I believe you can get very similar performance on that end of it with already short action cartridges that are already out there, light loading a 6 Creed or a 243 or a 6.5 Creedmoor and still get better barrel life and better recoil, but then you still have the advantage to go up to high performance cartridges if you want the absolute razor's edge performance. So I don't really see the advantage of 224 Valkyrie in a bolt action rifle. I definitely see it in a semi-automatic rifle, because then you are getting very good performance, much better than just about anything else out there that's available in the AR-15 platform, but you get it in the AR-15 platform, not the large frame short action ARs. So you don't have to bump up to the weight of a 308 AR to get that same performance. And to be honest, that's one of the reasons that I don't use my 6.5 Mach 10 as much anymore, is because it is just a really big, heavy platform to move around. It performs very well, but it's a big, heavy platform. The only real advantage of it is I don't have to change position to work the bolt. I can get a much quicker volume of fire downrange if I'm doing a more DMR-oriented course where we're intermediate range targets. And I run a brass catcher on it, so I don't have to pick up my brass afterwards. It's all still contained in the overall weapon system, and I can dump the brass when I come off the line without having to hunt it. So, but again, when we get back to the caliber thing, even that rifle, this is a 6.5 Creedmoor. It's because I really like the performance. I like the stability of it. We did go through some hiccups with the 6.5 Mach 10 with piercing primers, very low brass life, but we resolved 90% of those issues with the JP Enhanced Bolt Carrier Group. So that rifle performs very well. I may have to do an update on that rifle soon, but that is really my opinion on it. If you are a hunter, target shooter, plinker, I think the 6.5 Creedmoor is a really good option. For me, I like the 6.5 Creedmoor because when we have a company contact us that wants to send us a rifle for T&E, very often 6.5 Creedmoor is one of the options that they have. I have contacts that I can call and get factory 6.5 Creedmoor ammunition, so I don't have to worry about loading it, even though I am set up to load 6.5 Creedmoor. Get good barrel life out of it. There's good economy of powder and bullets. You're not burning a ton of powder in those cartridges. And you have a really wide variety of cartridges available from the factory or bullets available for hand loading for that caliber. But that's just my opinion. I really want to hear what your opinion is. What is your go-to cartridge and what's your go-to rifle for the general purpose shooting that you do, be it target, be it plinking, or hunting? I really want to know what you guys are running. So please go ahead and leave it in the comment section down below. Also, I am still in that intermediate feeling my feelings out about 224 Valkyrie. I really want to hear about you guys. Do you think the 224 Valkyrie has a place in a bolt gun? I don't think there's any question that it's got a place in a semi-automatic platform, but in a bolt action rifle. Do you see 224 Valkyrie as a contender for PRS or for general purpose shooting? Please, again, let me know down in the comments down below. And that's it for this Mail Call Mondays. I know it's a short one, but you notice we're releasing this late in the week, so it means we're behind the power curve right now, and hopefully we will get caught up. We've got a few other videos that are going to be coming out really soon. We've got a review video talking about the Caldwell XLA Bipod that should be out here later this week, so make sure you stay tuned for that. If you like this video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and if you want to be notified when we release new content like that Bipod video, please make sure you click that little bell icon next to the subscribe button so you're notified when we release new videos. If you have any questions or comments over anything we've covered on this video, please leave it in the comment section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, and this is available in podcast form, then please send questions to us at 8541tactical@gmail.com. And until next time, get out and shoot.